right, feel good story. All right, feel good, powered by Deca Lash. Girl Scout cookie season in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
You see the story of the little girl in Colorado who boosted her cookie sales by using photos of Jason Momoa.
That's genius.
To sell her Samoas.
I'd buy a million.
Yes.
So there's a fifth grader in Highlands Ranch. Go hard or go home. Charlotte, she is a top-selling cookie queen. Jason Momoa Samoas.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fantastic.
They're Momoa cookies, but with that photo on there, which I understand, based on when they came into the newsroom, appeals to the ladies.
Appeals to the ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
This man is considered attractive by the females.
Charlotte talks.
The moms are getting really excited.
Well, yes, they are.
And they're saying that they need them. The girls will want to buy some because he's on the front. And the boys will also want to buy some because he's like, he might be like their favorite character.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Apparently she's moved about 2,000 boxes.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
That's
I mean,
serious coin right
there. He looks like it's like his shirtless Aquaman look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's not my favorite cookie. Like, I would just buy the box. I'm not going to eat the cookies.
Sure.
I just buy the box.
So there you are. Feel good. Powered by Deca Lash.
Can they just put a shirtless picture of Ryan Reynolds on the Thin Mints? That would be the greatest win ever.
Speaking of Thin Mints,
uh-huh.
I just saw a BuzzFeed article that may blow your mind. Does everybody know this piece of knowledge that I'm about to tell you about Girl Scout cookies and the fact that Girl Scout cookies vary by region?
Yes. Yes, I knew that. I was a Girl Scout.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I was living in a world where I was thinking, hey, if you get a Thin Mint on the West Coast, it's going to taste the same as Thin Mints on the East Coast. Or if you get a Samoa, it's going to taste the same in one place as it is the other.
Well,
there are two different bakers that produce Girl Scout cookies. And according to this BuzzFeed article, ABC Bakers and Little Brownie Bakers are the two different bakers. You could be getting a completely different cookie based on where you live.
That is so mind-blowing.
So, like, even in Kentucky, here in Louisville, Little Brownie Bakers is what covers Louisville, right? But up by, I don't know, Cincinnati, northern Kentucky, or the eastern half of Kentucky, it's split and it's ABC Bakers.
But do they not use the same ingredients?
So exactly.
They have to have the same recipe, right? So otherwise it can't fall under that brand.
Kelly.
What?
The Thin Mints are different.
No.
In one part of the state versus the other.
I'm going to need both of them sent here so that I can do a taste test. I need them both in my mouth. Mark, write me out.
So the Thin Mints that we get here in Louisville that maybe you've grown up and come to love are the richer, smoother chocolate coating, distinct peppermint taste. Now, the Thin Mints that are you're going to get over by Cincinnati on the eastern half of the state are crunchier, more mint than chocolate in each bite.
Oh.
Completely different cookie.
That's a lot.
The s'mores that you get here are kind of the sandwich style. They've got like the vanilla cracker, and they've got the frosting and fudge, hints of maple. Now, the s'mores that you're going to get on the eastern half of the state are covered in chocolate. They've got a faint vanilla marshmallow layer and a large graham cracker on the inside.
That one I'm on board with. Where can I get that one?
I'm saying you got to go like to the you got to go to the eastern half of the state.
I'm going to need someone
right
to contact
down the middle.
Me. Yeah, I need that version.
Am I the only one who lived in a world where thinking that all Girl Scout cookies were created the same?
No, I was a brownie. I stopped short of being a Girl Scout, but I was a brownie, and I did not know that.
So we were just talking about Samoas, right?
Yeah.
The kind of the caramely.
Can we call them Jason Momoas?
The caramely chocolate things.
Uh-huh.
So apparently we know them and love them as Samoas.
No, but I know them as something different. In Florida, they're Caramel Delight.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Yes, because obviously Florida is in the district of the ABC Bakers.
That is so confusing.
And not the Little Brownie Bakers.
I'm going to need them to talk to each other, and let's get on board the same page, because it's just way too confusing.
And so, you know, like the little like peanut butter things?
Okay.
We call them Tagalongs.
Yes.
Yes.
What are they called elsewhere?
Kat probably knows them better as peanut butter patties.
Yes. Oh,
why?
See, these are the again.
Why can't they just like talk to each other and just get on the same page? I'm too confused.
The peanut butter sandwich? Do-si-dos?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kat doesn't know them as that.
No. What does she know them as?
Do-si-do.
Exactly. It's like we're speaking French.
That's weird.
The peanut butter sandwich.
Oh.
That's it? Well, that makes sense.
That is so bizarre.
Weird. That is really weird.
Like, even the shortbread cookie. Yeah. And see, honestly, I don't even know why.
It's a trefoil, right?
Right. Around here they are.
Yeah. Just shortbread cookie.
That's exactly right.
Whoa.
Based on, like, the region that you are. So, if you're streaming us in your car on your way up to Cincinnati, and then when you get to Cincinnati and you're all like, hey, give me some of them trefoils, they'll look at you with a strange look on
your
face
because you're
like, yeah, obviously an alien. We have no idea what you're talking about.
What I'm learning about is like the other region really needs straightforward names. Otherwise, they're going to be confused, not know what the heck kind of cookie they're getting. That's what I'm learning.
My mind has been kind of blown by this whole thing. I'll go ahead and tweet out this map, and you can see the entire map of the United States and what sort of Girl Scout cookie you're going to get based on the city you live in.
Who knew you need a reference guide like that?